Today we're going to learn the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Asher. It's one pasuk, pasuk chav, in Perek Mem Tes. May Asher Shmein Elachmoy, basically from Asher you're going to have good geshmake food, bread filled with oil. V'yiten madani melech. And he's going to give delicacies. In other words, the bracha of Asher, Asher is going to have very, very geshmake food because his lands are going to be filled with oil. And Rashi points out that if you go to the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe benches Asher, he says, V'toivul b'shemen ragloi, that he will dip, he will immerse his feet in oil. There will be such an abundance of oil, he'll be able to bathe and to soak his feet in oil. And Rashi says, if you want a more deeper understanding, you could learn a Gemara in Menaches, which brings a story. Now, most people don't check up the story. The story is about a Goyisha community in the city of Lutkia. I'm not exactly sure where ancient Lutkia was, but they needed oil. So they were told that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have oil. So they go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and they were told, no, not here. You have to go to the tribe, to the place where Asher is. And they come to a field and they see this messenger of Lutkia. He sees a person working in the field and he tells him, I need oil. He says, how much do you need? He says, I need a lot. You're not going to be able to supply me. He needs, let's say, 1,000,000 barrels of oil. He says, no problem. That's it. You only need 1,000,000 barrels. If you want, I even have more. He says, yeah, but I don't have the money to pay for more. He says, no problem. I'll bring it with you. I'll go with you home. We'll add another 180,000 barrels. And they basically, the Gemara says, they have to rent out every single, what would be equivalent today of train, truck, and plane to bring all the barrels back to Lutkia. That's how much oil there was in Shevet Asher. Asher to a chassid bechlal has a very, very special connection because Yud Aleph Nissen is the Nasi Livnei Asher. I'll share with you a chassidish avart I heard. If you actually go to the Birchas Moshe to Asher, he says, Baruch mi bonim Asher, that Asher will have special children. There'll be a special son born to Asher. And Rashi says that he searched throughout Tanakh. Ve'eini yodea, and I don't know where was Mekuyim this bracha. Where do you find that there was a special son born to Shevet Asher? Rashi says he doesn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Asher that there's going to be a special boy born to Asher, special sons. And where do you find this Baruch Mibonim Asher? So Mashpia once said that it was a bracha for Yud Aleph Nissen, that the Rebbe is going to be born on the day of Asher. That was the Birchas Yaakov. The Baruch Mibonim Asher was a bracha from Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Baruch Mibonim Asher, that the Rebbe, the Nasi Ashvi, the Goyal Shal Yisrael, will be born on the day of Shevet Asher. But either way, Asher is gebenched with oil. But there's a much deeper inyan in Asher. If you open up the Rebbe's father's Torah, the Torah of Reb Levick, he has a whole shtickel on this pasuk of Asher. And one of the nekudas he points out is that from all the Shvatim, when Yaakov Avinu benches the Shvatim, he calls them by their first name. But when it comes to Asher, he almost speaks about him in third person. May Asher. He doesn't say Asher like all the other Shvatim, Dan, Naphtali, Binyamin. When it comes to Asher, he says May Asher. He adds a mem. And Reb Levick explains, based on a Zohar, that Asher is Olam Haba, which in the Sfira is the Sfira Sabino. And the whole idea of the starkeit of Asher, that he's able to be mashpia, these inyonim lamata, may Asher, we're able to bring it down lamata. A lot of times you have great inyonim, but they remain lamaila. You don't have the kalim to be able to bring it down to this world. They remain hidden, they remain in potential, they remain esoteric, they remain above understanding. The whole bracha of Asher is may Asher shmein alachmoy v'yitin madani melech. He's able to bring it all the way down to Malchus, from the highest giluyim that Asher represents. May Asher, he's able to bring it all the way down. But there is a very, very special Moshiach connection to Shevet Asher. Besides the fact that Shemen is associated with Moshiach, as we know that Torah is compared to food, Lachmi Leishai, that Torah is compared to food. Torah is also compared to Yayin, to oil, to wine, and Torah is compared to Shemen. Now, in the Siches, the Rebbe explains that it's referring to different parts of Torah. Nigla de Torah, the things that you can really understand, you can see in front of your eyes when you learn about a shard, you learn about anything in Nigla de Torah, you can actually see it. So it fills you up. You know the halacha, you can understand it, you can grasp it, it's lechem. Then you have yayin, regular primius atoira, yayin, nichnas yayin, yotza soid. Yayin and soid have the same gematria of 70. So yayin represents soidis atoira, kabbalah. Then you have shemen. Shemen is pnimiyas HaTorah. Shemen is the essence of everything. As is explained by Arucha in the Kuntres and Yonah Shalteres HaChsidis, that Chsidis is higher than Kabbalah, higher than Soid. Chsidis is the essence of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. And the Torah of Moshiach is the Torah of Shemen. This Geshmak and this essence of Torah, like the Rebbe called the Kuntres and Yonah Shalteres HaChsidis, the essence. Because that is what it's all about. It's the essence of Torah. And that level of Pnimiyas HaTorah, that is Torah Sishol Moshiach. And that's specially connected to Shevet Asher. But even on a deeper level, there is a very, very fundamental and very important Sicha that the Rebbe spoke, and it's printed in the Sichas Chelek Aleph for Parshas Vayechi. And a lot of people, Chelek Aleph, oh, the old simple sichos, very, very yesoidistic. When the Rebbe explains the bracha that Yaakov Avinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Asher, that v'toivol b'shemen ragloi, that he will dip his feet into shemen. And there's also a pasuk regarding Mashiach, where it speaks about what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So Zechariah, the Novi, tells us in Perek Yudalid, Va'amdu raglov b'yoymuhu al harazesim, that Moshiach will stand on top of harazesim. Harazesim today is known as a place where you bury people, but really harazesim is Mount Olives, a place where there were olives. And Moshiach will stand on top of harazesim. We find both Nikudai speaking about feet in oil, feet on harazesim. What is this bracha that we are speaking about? Why is Mashiach connected to standing with feet on harazesim? And the Rebbe explains, and this is very, very important. We all know the Gemara in Kedushin brings down that there is a big argument, and they fought and they argued for years. What's more important, Talmud Gadol, learning, or Maase Gadol, action, Kabbalah Soil? And Nimnu Vigamru, they came to the conclusion, Talmud Gadol, learning is more important. Shemevi de Maase, because without learning, you don't know what to do. You can want to do as much as you want, but if you don't know what to do, you'll do it all wrong. You're not going to do the will of the Eibishter. However, the Alter Rebbe says that La'osid Lavoi, when Mashiach comes, Maase Gadol, we're going to see the Maila of Tmimus. We're going to see the Maila of Kabbalah's oil. We're going to see the Maila of action. When Mashiach comes, you're not going to have to learn in order to know what to do. The world's going to be in such a sensitive, spiritual sensitive state that we're going to do what the Eibishter wants. And therefore, this advantage of pure Kabbalah's oil will be significantly revealed. And that's why when Mashiach comes, David Avdi Nasi Lehem Lo'ilam. We're going to go back to Malchus Beis David. David is Malchus, and his Maila is Avdi, the fact that he's an Eved, Kabbalas Oil. You have the other Shvatim. Yosef shows on Seichel that it's always growing, it's always adding, and we're elaborating and thinking and coming up with Gevaldike Chidushim, and that's very good. But ultimately, the ultimate way of serving the Eibishter is Avdi, is with Kabbalas Oil. And that's Moshiach. We know that's brought down in the Yoim Yoim, that even though Moshiach is going to be the greatest Chacham, Talmud Chacham is going to teach Torah to the others, all the tzaddikim, he's going to be betachles habitl. He's going to be the ultimate onav. He's going to learn with Anashim Shutim. And the Yoimim says in Hey Tevis, when Moshiach comes, we niskala the mile of Tmimus, this poshete emuna kabolas oil. And that's v'amdu raglav al harazesim. The highest level of chokhma, which is shemen, is still going to be stepped on by the feet when Moshiach comes. The kabolas oil is going to be even higher, the regel, which is, exemplifies kabolas oil, the foot soldiers, is going to be even higher than the shemen. Like the Rebbe told the famous chess player, that the simple pawns, they can become the highest rank. They change. When Moshiach comes, we're going to see the maila of the regel. V'amdu raglav al har hazesim.